It's Robert Baish, Medicare Bob, owner of Senior Healthcare Direct. It's FAQ Friday. We are in annual enrollment, so I'm going to give you an AAP tip. My tip for today is as you're shopping for a Medicare plan, it's very common that we ask our doctors which plans they accept. So here's a tip that is going to really help you avoid some confusion between you and your doctor's office. When you are deciding between a plan, if you're going with a Medicare Advantage plan, it's very important that you do check with your provider. And if you're working with a broker or an agent, they can actually check a database to make sure your provider accepts the plan. But if you call your doctor's office, which a lot of people do because they want to double check to make sure before they switch plans, that their doctor accepts the HMO or PPO that they're choosing. For example, if you're choosing Humana, you call your doctor and ask, do you take the Humana HMO or the Humana PPO? And the doctor's office, 90% of the time, will give you the right answer. Okay, so if you're going with a Medicare Advantage plan, the right question to ask is, do you accept the plan that you're choosing and the network? So do you accept AARP Medicare Complete HMO? Do you accept Humana Gold Plus HMO? Okay, so that's the right question to ask. However, if you're choosing a Medigap or a Medicare supplement policy, it's a very common practice, I do this every day, where somebody is switching from one supplement plan G to another supplement plan G, which, spoiler, Plan G is the way to go for 2019, okay? But while people are making changes, then they call their doctor and they ask the doctor's office, do you accept that carrier? And the problem is the doctor's office then looks at their HMO or PPO listing and they don't see that Medigap company listed, so they say no, and that confuses you and the doctor's office. If you're choosing a Medicare supplement plan, the question you want to ask is, do you accept Medicare? Because every provider that accepts Medicare will accept your Medicare supplement plan, F, G, or N, regardless of the carrier. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you have Blue Cross Blue Shield Plan F, and you're switching from Blue Cross Blue Shield Plan F, and you're going to save a boatload of money probably if you go to a G plan, let's say with GPM Health and Life. Now, a lot of you may not have heard of GPM Health and Life. They do a great job Medicare supplement plans. But the point is, you know that the plans are the same, you're saving money essentially, so you go to GPM Health and Life. Well, some people, they will then call their providers, and they'll ask the providers, do you accept GPM Health and Life? Well, the provider, bless their hearts, they look at the HMO or PPO list that's next to them on their desk or in their drawer, and they're looking, and they don't see GPM Health and Life. Well, that's kind of confusion on both sides. It's confusion on the doctor's office, because they don't understand that you're not asking them about an Advantage plan, so they're looking at their Advantage plan listing. Now, it's confusion on your end because you don't need to ask the provider, do they accept GPM Health and Life? All you ever have to ask a provider is, do you accept Medicare? Because regardless of who your Plan F, your Plan G, or your Plan N is with, as long as they accept Medicare, they'll happily accept your Medicare supplement plan. So the takeaway from this FAQ Friday is if you're choosing a Medicare Advantage plan in the annual election period this year, for 2019, and you're getting an HMO or PPO, you might want to double check with your provider to make sure they accept it. And the correct question is, if you're going to Humana Gold Plus HMO, you want to say, doctor, do you accept Humana Gold Plus HMO? And then they're going to check their HMO listing. They'll tell you yes or no. If you're choosing a Medicare supplement, on the other hand, the correct question is, do you accept Medicare? Because as long as they accept Medicare, they'll take your supplement plan. I'm going to be doing these updates through the whole annual election period, so please subscribe to our YouTube channel, like our Facebook page. Please like and share this video. I promise you, this is a topic that people are confused about, and if you can help one of your friends not be confused, I think that's huge, because they're being bombarded right now with information, so good education stuff is really gonna help everyone navigate through this process. Please leave a comment below if you have a question, and of course, if you need help choosing an Advantage plan, choosing a supplement, or a Part D plan, please give us a call. The phone number is on probably somewhere either above me or below me on this video. So please give us a call. We represent all the different plans in all 50 states. Have a great day, everyone.